Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is a member of our Brain Trust. She's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. You can't make this stuff up, folks. That's pretty impressive. She and her partner, Kathy Elster, have formed a company called K-Squared Enterprises, which is an organization where they help companies like yours and mine make sure that our workplace is as effective as possible, that the people we work with and who work for us, that we all get along and are productive. The book that they wrote is called Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Catherine Crowley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Catherine, I love the title of your book, and I think about all the different people working in the marketplace today. As you know, I've been around a long time. I was there when baby boomers first hit the market, and it sort of took over for the greatest generation, started elbowing our way into the greatest generation, and so I've been here for all the others since then. And I've never seen a time, and I'm not sure that there ever has been a time, when there was as much diversity from a generational standpoint as there is right now. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I think that there is great diversity right now, but I don't think it's extreme. I actually think if you can remember being an early boomer, if that's where you fall.
I do.
Coming into the workplace in your late teens or early 20s, that generation was known for its very rebellious approach, for its, you know, wanting to sort of flip off at authority, for its dress that was unusual, and for its attitude feeling like it was a renegade group that was really going to shake things up.
Catherine, to fill in the blanks a little bit, we weren't that radical in the workplace. We were radical maybe outside. Our music, the way we dressed, as you say, some of the behavior. But when it came to going to work, showing up at work, we weren't that radical in the workplace. And I think that's something that might be, you have to differentiate between how we were in the workplace and how our generation was from a societal standpoint.
Well, that's true in the sense that we didn't, what I think Generation Y, if that's what we're talking about in terms of the younger generation now coming into the workplace, that they are bringing with them certain practices. And you had mentioned during the break about, using social media, that they are technologically wired, right?
So we get an advantage from that, because I'm telling you, the young kids that I'm hiring are much advanced in terms of what they can contribute to the company than I was when I showed up.
Yes. Yes.
So I give them that.
Yeah.
but I guess the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of different ages and perspectives and
yes,
attitudes and backgrounds. There's never been so many. And what is that doing to the workplace right now? Is it creating problems or opportunities?
Well, both. It's shaking things up for sure. Because I mean, I think one of the most common phenomenons right now is for a boomer, for example, or even Gen X person to have a Generation Y boss. Now, that's not obviously your case, but there are many people who are working for individuals who are substantially younger than they are. And so developmentally, you know, an older employee or a more mature employee senses that their boss doesn't have the experience that they have, and that creates a tension, because what both Generation X and boomers want is to be respected for all they know and for their loyalty and for the accrued expertise that they've developed over time. Whereas for Generation Y, and again, usually often for the younger generation, that's not, you know, what they want is to be respected for their capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a different approach to work. It's interesting to me that Generation Y, you know, our bar and lodge were raised by boomers. So
when you say Generation
Y, we're working with the products of our own.
Right. Well, when you say Gen Y, we should point out, folks, this is typically someone who's definitely less than 30, and maybe
it's more, between 16 and 30, generally
right.
speaking.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's right. And just so Gen X would then be the next, would be between 32 and 46, and
yep.
they were the latchkey kids. Most of their parents worked, or generally speaking, they did work, and so they're more independent-minded, self-reliant, mm-hmm. pragmatic, resourceful. You know, then we go to the boomers. They're now between 47 and 65 years old. They are very goal-oriented, confident, career-focused, and actually they're known to be very competitive. So going back to this notion of if you have a Gen Y person who's, you know, my boss or my supervisor and I'm a boomer, that's not an easy, there's a tension built in there,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I have worked hard, I have been goal-oriented, I have done the necessary, and so I want to be recognized by this person who, I mean, I've heard incredible terms come out of more mature workers about, you know, my boss wears diapers, that kind of thing. And that definitely does not work.
Right. Well, but let's flip it around to the primary way, the main way that the relationship works, and that is that the Gen Y is working for someone older than them from another generation. How's that
yes.
working? How's that working out? That's the primary way you see things these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that can work well. It's what has to happen is that on the one hand, what they say about Gen Y is that they are you don't instruct them, you involve them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are used to positive reinforcement, and that they also need to be taught actually what your expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't come in with an assumed idea of what work.
Are you saying that they're not? Is that another way of saying they're not self-motivated?
I've heard that
from other people say that. I'm not saying that.
Well, many people say they have to be spoon-fed.
Yeah,
I've heard that. Yes. But I don't think that's a fair. I think that what they need is to have the what you expect of them needs to be very clearly laid out.
Yep.
How you will measure their performance needs to be very clearly spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
And what the mores or, you know, manners or traditions that you want to have enacted have to be laid out. So it all has to be
right.
clearly defined.
Catherine, give us your website, please.
Oh, www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Right back with Catherine Crowley. I'm going to ask about getting work done with these different generations after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.